One thing that we have a lot of in church is candles. Why do you think we have candles in church? Alex? That is exactly right. That was the original reason for candles in churches, was so they could see. But over time, as it became that we were able to see quite well, candles came to represent something else. Yes? Jesus. And why do you say that?
Because.
It was the right answer. Because God wants us to light up the world. Oh my gosh, somebody read my notes. Wow, that's exactly right. The candles that we have symbolize Jesus and the presence of God's Spirit. Now, why do you think we carry candles out when we read the gospel? Because we do. That's the best reason, because we've always done it that way. Well, if candles represent Jesus and the power of the Spirit and the presence of the Spirit, when we take those candles along with the gospel out into the middle of the congregation, we're lighting the world. Good for you, Miranda. Oh, boy, my job is done. I tell you. You don't get it? Okay, what don't you get? Anything. Obviously, my job is not done. Well, Jesus tells us that he wants us to be lights to the world. And when he brought the good news into the world, he was bringing that as a light himself. So when we walk the gospel book out there and we read the words of Jesus, we are taking that light out into the middle of the people. And then we're supposed to hear the words of Jesus, and then we're supposed to be like Jesus, so that when we go out and we interact with our friends, if we all of our friends and things, we're supposed to be lights to them. How do you think you could be a light at home? By being kind. By being responsible. Absolutely.
Clean.
Just clean up. Yeah, that's good too. That's good too.
Giving candy.
Giving candy is very good. That's, yes, Emma. Clean up your messy room like you're told. I would say that would be a wonderful way to bring God's light into the world. Otherwise, it gets caught in all the sheets and things, and you know, all the. Do what you're told. Be safe, be respectful. These are wonderful answers. So next time you see candles, or next time you are carrying the candles, remember, as acolytes in particular, when you carry the candles, you are carrying the light of Christ into our service, and then symbolically into the world. So we are all supposed to be lights in the world. So I suppose that means we're all supposed to dress up as candles. I don't know. But yeah. Well, and actually, there was on the second, which is not only Groundhog Day, but also the Feast of the Presentation, when Jesus' parents took him as a baby to the temple. Lots of churches over time have celebrated that with whole processions that have lots and lots and lots of candles, showing Jesus' light going into the world. So they call it Candlemas sometimes. I know. Don't what? Doves represent God's Spirit. Kind of all the same thing, very close. And when Jesus was baptized, the dove came down of the Spirit and stayed with him. So it's all in there. You have a Bible, and you've obviously been reading it. Good for you, Victoria. A mini one with stories. That's a real good way to start. Good job, Victoria. Okay, let's gather around and say a prayer. Okay. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to be a light in our lives. Please help us follow him and then learn from him and go forward, that we ourselves can light up the world in your name. This we pray in Jesus' name, and we say, Amen.